This is KBSX 91.5. I'm Samantha Wright. A survivor of the 2007 Virginia Tech campus shooting is coming to Boise State University to talk about safety and security on campus and off. On a day that saw 32 people die, Christina Anderson was shot but survived. She's since become an advocate for safety and violence prevention in schools, workplaces, and public spaces. She founded a nonprofit that provides training and education to prevent violence and deal with recovery when it does happen. Anderson shared her story with us over Skype. She says on April 16th, 2007, she was in French class when a man entered her building and started shooting.
He was a student at our campus. No one really knew him, unfortunately. He kind of fell through the cracks. He had chained the doors to the inside of the building, essentially to trap people in. And of course, we don't know the city in class. And when I first heard the shots, I didn't think they were gunshots. I mean, they were very loud, enough to pause and stop what we were doing, but it was alarming, but I had never really heard gunshots. And he kind of forced his way into my classroom, and I very quickly got on the floor, and right as he walks in, he shot my teacher first and a few students there at the front of the classroom, and I got down and just kind of hugged the desk to make myself as small as possible. And so I was shot twice in the back and once in my toe, and he came back two more times and took his own life in front of our classroom. But in those moments, he killed 11 of my classmates and my teachers. We lost 12 people out of 19, and there were 7 of us who survived. Obviously, that very much shaped, you know, my view of the world when I came back. I was very conscious of safety, of my surroundings, of my placement in classrooms. I would never sit in the front of a room. I'd always sit in the back, or I would think about, is there a desk? Is there a podium? What could we move if something were to happen? Because you are sort of preparing for it to occur again. And so I just very much wanted to spread the message of how can we, A, honor what happened at Virginia Tech by learning from it, but also prevent future events like this on smaller and maybe even bigger scales from happening.
Had you had any sort of safety training before this happened?
There was no really safety training. But at that point, I mean, in our culture, in our society, having civilian training, having training for students wasn't very common. Even now, a lot of institutions vary on how much they train their students. And quite frankly, a lot of schools, from the admission standpoint, don't want to highlight all the crimes that are happening in their, you know, communities. They don't want to tell parents, oh yes, you know, there is a possibility your child might be robbed. And I think I learned from this experience, the world is not a bubble. And sometimes there are people who intend to do harm to us. And we have to do our best to protect ourselves before the fact.
When you go somewhere like Boise State, what are you going to tell folks who are at the conference? How do you tell them how to be safe and secure in the kind of environment we have now in 2016?
That's a great question. First, I usually tell them what happened to me personally, kind of help shape that experience so that they understand on an emotional level that, number one, you can survive. Even if this happens to you, you can still come out of this as a very impacted individual. Often it's just bringing it back to people's awareness of why it's important. And I think with our case study from Virginia Tech, I'm going to speak a little bit more about who he was as a person beforehand to show, okay, 2 years prior, what could have been done differently. And the best outcome that, you know, the audience can have is put themselves in their shoes and say, well, this happened to us. Do our current policies, procedures align with that? Would we have done anything different, or would we be privy to the same lack of oversight, if you will? Would we have let this happen in our campus?
How do you get past that fear factor and into, you know, the concrete, here are some steps that we can take to keep this from happening or to react if it happens?
Truthfully, sometimes it is just letting people sit with the reality for a little bit. If you think about it, we used to have fires. We used to have fires in schools that would injure many, many people. And in the same way that we've been able to add fire alarms, fire drills, fire education, we've kind of mitigated this fear a little bit, or have at least been more prepared of how to think about it. And so my mission is, how do we do the same thing with active shooter, with active threat? I think some of the same training that we give around active shooter, around being able to lock down or evacuate, knowing your exits, are transferable skills that you can take to your workspace when you go out to the library or the movie theater. And it's kind of reminding people that you're most likely not going to face the situation, hopefully, that it's better to be prepared, and you won't react well if you haven't thought about it before. The worst thing is not to talk about it, right? That's when we kind of go into these dark spots of, it'll never happen here, this is too scary to talk about. It is scary to talk about, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it.
Christina Anderson will speak at the Idaho Threat Assessment Conference at Boise State tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. You're listening to All Things Considered on KPSX 91.5.